السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to this episode of this program, العربية للجميع, Arabic for all. And in this program, as we always reminding one another, that this program is intended for us to learn the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make the intention in the beginning. We are learning so that we increase our khushu', our consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when understanding the Quran and the statements of the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the second round of this program where we have general revision. So that means we will be opening the lines right from the beginning of the program till the end of the program. We'll be taking your calls, your questions, your inputs. We'll be asking you some questions as well, trying to figure out the level and practice the Arabic language through this, through these conversations which we'll have together, inshallah. So our students are required to call in right from now till the end of the program, 011-854-1548. Some questions about the Quran, some questions about the words, grammars, etc., etc., until inshallah we learn this wonderful language. Alright, we have the first caller for today. Don't forget, if you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jami'ah, you can call in and just give your name and your surname and your number to our engineer, and he'll give you a student number. And through that student number, you will be able to communicate with us, inshallah. We'll take a student number starting from 267. Okay, let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
كم درجة لديك؟
شيخ, I'm not sure.
You forgot.
جي.
Alright.
I think it's 202, I think.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you the first question related to the Quran.
جي.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين. Can you define for me these three groups? الذين هادوا, النصارى, الصابئين.
It's هادوا is the Christians.
Hadu is the Christians.
Inna al-lazina?
Inna al-lazina hadu, hadu.
Hadu.
Hadu, Yahud.
Yahud, Yahud.
Yahud, awad.
Yahud. Yahud is a Jews.
Jews. One Nasara?
And hadu one Nasara?
What's Nasara?
Sabians.
The what? Nasara means?
Nasara is disbelievers?
No, Nasara is Christians.
Christians.
Christians. And in Arabic, Nasara is Christians. And this actually brought up an information here that we should say also, that Nasara was related to Nasra. Nasra is a city in Palestine where this title came from, Nasra, those people who came from Nasra, referring to the Prophet ﷺ who came from that town. Nasra is Nazareth. Nazareth now in English, to say Nazareth, but in Arabic it's Nasra in Palestine, still an Arab city there in Palestine. And from that city, that town, came Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the followers who later on were titled Nasara, related to that. It was Sabi'een. As-Sabi'een. The Sabians. Sabi'een, the Sabians. Yes, Sabians. Right, so you missed this question. Let's continue. The next question. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ. أَجْرُهُمْ means? أَجْر.
أَجْر will be punishment.
أَجْر is punishment. So, عِقَاب is what? If أَجْر is punishment, then عِقَاب or عَذَاب is what?
Azab is also punishment.
Yeah, so what's ajr?
Ajr is their reward.
Yes, ajruhum, their reward. Ajr is reward,
okay.
Azab is punishment, okay? So ajruhum, their reward. Wala khawf, khawf. What do you mean of khawf?
Fear.
Fear. Yakhaf, the verb means to fear or to be afraid of. Wala hum yahzanoon. What is yahzanoon?
Yahzanoon. They will not be sad.
Yes, they will not be sad or grieve. You get 1 point here out of this question.
Shukran.
Let's move on to the next question.
Yeah.
That's the general conversation's words. Ya'ish.
Ya'ish is to live.
شقة.
شقة flat.
ما هو العنوان؟
What is your address?
Excellent. One more word and you get the two words. What is, well, you get the 2 points, sorry. What is زيت in Arabic? زيت in English to say
oil.
Oil, yes, زيت is oil. You get the 2 points. So altogether 3 points. Let's move on to the grammars now. You ready for the grammars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Inshallah.
The grammars, arrange the following words and make a sentence. Arrange the following words and make a sentence. مسلمة امرأة هي.
هي مسلمة.
مسلمة امرأة هي. Arrange and make a sentence.
امرأة أنا. Okay. هي امرأة مسلمة.
Excellent. هي امرأة مسلمة.
Okay.
Can you translate it?
He is.
هي.
She is a مسلمة.
A Muslim lady.
Yes.
A Muslim woman. Okay.
A Muslim woman.
You get one more point, so altogether it's 4 points for you today.
Shukran.
JazakAllah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Barakallahu alaikum. Salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
Yes, a serial number?
266.
Okay. How many points you got so far?
106.
106. Okay. The first question for you. Is the Quran question? Let's see. The verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where it says, وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ. فَوْقَ. فَوْقَكُم means what?
We raised above you.
Excellent. We raised above you. الطُّور, the mountain. Mount of Tur. Okay. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ.
Take what I give you with strength.
MashaAllah. Wonderful. MashaAllah. You translate even more than what I asked you to translate. And that's wonderful. You understand the Quran. Now the next question.
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين.
الخاسرين is what?
Losers.
And the singular of it is?
خاسر.
خاسر. One loser is خاسر. Excellent. 2 points you go out of this 2 points. Let's move on to the next question. Now this is general words conversations. Do you know the job? Jazzar. The job. Jazzar.
Recompense.
No, the job. This is a job called Jazzar.
Mahmoud.
Yeah, there is a job, called Jazzar. Jazzar. You're not hearing the question. What is the meaning of the word Jazzar?
Jaza is recompense.
No, not Jaza. Not Jaza. Jazzar. Jim, Zain, Alif, and Ra. Jizara. Mahallu Jazzar.
I don't know.
Jazzar, write it down. It's a butcher.
Mahmoud.
Jazzar is a butcher. Jean, Zain, Alif, and Ra. Jazzar is a butcher. You wrote it down.
I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I'm telling you the meaning now. Jazzar means butcher. Butcher.
Butcher.
Yeah, Jazzar is a butcher.
Okay.
And Jizara means the butchery.
Jean.
Right. Next word. What is the meaning of this fruit called tuffah?
Apple.
Apple. And what is the meaning of ana marid?
Ana
marid.
I am sick.
I'm sick. You get 1 point here also, so it's here 3 points altogether. Let's move on now to the grammars. The grammars, choose the correct preposition. Choose the correct preposition.
Yeah.
Okay. Mahir yabhathu an o ala o ila al kura.
Mahir yabhathu.
We have three options. An. أو إلى أو على ذين الكرة. ماهر يبحث إلى الكرة. يبحث إلى الكرة. Okay, that's incorrect. يبحث always takes عن. So يبحث عن. Look for.
عن كرة.
Yeah, يبحث عن الكرة. He's looking for the ball, right? ماهر يبحث. Always when you see يبحث, you always think of عن. يبحث عن means look for.
Okay.
You understand? يبحث عن. Look for. Okay. You go with 3 points today. So it's all together is 109 points. Jazakallah khairan, okay? Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Student number?
260.
Yes, do you remember how many points you got?
118.
118, okay, that's correct. Now,
the first question for you is the Quran question. The Quran question I'm asking you. The question from also from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا إِذْ قُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ." What is al-qarya?
The village.
The village. Also, al-qarya in the past it used to refer to the town also as well. So the big village used to it's a town, but they call it village in Arabic, right? أم القرى refers to Mecca. Mecca is not a village, but it's a big town. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَدُخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. Do you know what is أُدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ?
Into the gate.
Into the gate. The excellent, excellent. Into the gate. وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ. Do you know what's خَطَايَاكُمْ?
Yeah, sins.
And سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What's سَنَزِيدُ?
We will increase
because there is a senior in front of the present tense verb, so that's why I say we will increase the muhsinin. You get the 2 points here for this question. Moving on to the next question, and that's the words. What is the meaning of usra? Usrati.
Usra.
Yeah.
Usra. Family.
My family. Okay, excellent. And what about the spoon? You want a spoon in an Arab restaurant, and you want a spoon.
Mila.
Milaqa. You'll tell him, I want a spoon. How are you going to say, I want a spoon?
Uridu milaqa min fadlik.
Excellent. Uridu milaqa min fadlik. MashaAllah. Wonderful. And do you like coffee in Arabic?
Kahwa.
Kahwa. Coffee is Arabic. Is kahwa in Arabic. And you want to say, bikulli surur. What does it mean, bikulli surur?
With pleasure.
With pleasure. 2 points. Two more points. MashaAllah. So 4 points so far. Let's now move on to the grammars. The grammar question this time, plural and singular. You ready for that? Plural and singular.
Inshallah.
Tujjar, singular of tujjar.
Chi?
The singular of tujjar.
Tujjar.
Tujjar is a plural word which refers to the job, the businessman.
Oh.
Now I want one.
A tajir.
Tajir, yes. And the jibal?
Chi?
Jibal, which means mountains.
Wait, I know this.
Jibal
is a plural.
Yeah, Jibal is a plural, yes. Jabal. I want a singular. Jabal, yes, Jabal. Remember Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu. Excellent. You get 5 points. First one to get 5 points today. So it's 123. Jazakallah khairan. InshaAllah. Alaykum salam. Excellent. I'm very happy with the level of our students, alhamdulillah, increasing and increasing always. And this is the beauty when we practice our language. When we practice our language, you won't forget the language. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Student number.
Natain wa sittata ashar.
Kam darajatu ladayki?
La adri.
La tadrina. Limada la tadri? As-su'alu al-awwal. Fabaddala al-lazina zalamu. What's zalamu?
Zalamu is oppression.
That's the noun. The noun is oppression, ظلم. I'm talking about the verb. ظلموا.
To oppress.
That's in the present tense. يظلم, to oppress. يظلم, correct. You get the point, by the way, but I just want you to tell me the past tense. This is a past tense. ظلموا. Past tense means they oppressed. Right. فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا. What's رجزا? رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. رِجْزًا.
رِجْز.
فَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا. You're stuck with this word. رِجْزًا. رَا جِيم زَيْن الْأَلِف. رِجْز. رِجْزًا. فَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا. You can get it from the context. As the first one says, فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا.
Because of their oppression.
Yeah, then what happened? Because of the oppression, what happened? فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا.
It won't be changed for their condition.
No, ridzan means punishment, some kind of punishment.
Punishment.
Yeah, ridzan okay. Is punishment, okay? Let's okay. Continue. Ni'mati, what's ni'mati?
Ni'mati is your bounties.
My bounties or my blessings or my favors, bounties. That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Right, one more word, I'll give you. What is the meaning of فضلناكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين؟ What is the meaning of the word العالمين?
The world.
The worlds, all worlds. Okay, that's excellent. You get 1 point out of this question. Let's move on to the next question, and that's the general words conversations. قاموس.
قاموس, dictionary.
Dictionary. Arabian countries in Arabic.
Arabian countries. دولة العربية.
Excellent, mashallah. الدول العربية. الدول is a plural. الدول العربية. So Arabian countries, الدول. While if we're talking about one country, الدولة العربية. Okay, one more word. So two more words. Yeah. Now you want to ask somebody, what is the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem?
What is the problem?
Mm-hmm. In English, you're going to say, I'm asking you in English, so you're going to say in Arabic. What's the problem? Somebody didn't give you the tips, maybe. Didn't give you the change after you give him some money there in a restaurant in Arabia. So, you want to tell him what's the problem with you? Problem with what? What's the problem? Problem. You know this word, you know, I hear it a lot.
I know it is not coming.
Start with the meme. Start with the meme.
Meme.
Start with the meme.
Mushkila.
Mushkila, yeah. Mal mushkila. What's the problem?
What's the mushkila?
Yeah, mal mushkila. What's the problem?
What's the problem?
And fish.
Samak.
Samak. Wonderful. You get 1 point here. Did you miss any points here? Did you miss any words?
No.
You didn't miss any words. Okay, you get 2 points here. So altogether it's 3 points. Let's move on now to the next, and that is the grammar's question. I want the masculine of Hamra.
Ahmar.
Ahmar. And Jamila.
Jamil.
Jamil. Excellent. MashaAllah. Wonderful. You get one more point here. So all together is 4 points for you. Student number 216. 4 points. Jazakallah. Barakallah.
Yeah, Sheikh. Yeah. Make dua for me. I'm in the bed. I'm sick. I had an operation.
نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. And we ask all our students to make dua for you, inshallah.
آمين.
Allah
آمين. شكرا لك.
جزاك الله خير. بارك الله فيكم. Any other callers? Okay, let's take one more. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. من أنت؟
50.
50. كم درجة لديك؟
Chief, I don't remember.
Also don't remember. Okay. Now the next the first question, sorry for you. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً. What's يُقْبَل? يُقْبَل. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا.
مِنْهَا.
يُقْبَل. وَلَا يُقْبَل. أنا أقبل. أنت لا تقبل. يقبل.
He
say again.
She suffered. He got or something like
that. No. يقبل or يُقْبَل. It's different. ولا يقبل منها. You remember this word.
منها is
from. Yeah, منها is from. It's simple, huh? But يقبل قبل يقبل أقبل أنا أقبل. When somebody goes and marry, then you say, هل تقبل الزواج? أقبلت. He say, قبلت الزواج. Say, I accept the marriage. I accept. يقبل means to accept.
Okay,
right? So,
okay.
ولا يقبل means it won't be accepted. It won't be accepted. Okay. You missed this one. The next one. ولا هم ينصرون. ينصرون. ينصر. نصر ينصر ناصر.
To see.
Say again.
To see. To receive help.
Yes.
No,
yes. Yes, that's correct. They won't be supported. Okay. They won't receive any help or victory. Okay. The next one. ولا تكونوا أول كافر. أول كافر means what?
First of all, the first. أول is first.
Yes. كافر.
كافر is disbeliever.
So أول كافر means.
The first. Disbelievers.
Yes, first disbelief. Okay, now you get 1 point for this question. Let's move on to the next question. Ready?
Yes. Thank you.
What is the meaning of thalaja?
Thalaja is
it's in your house. I'm sure it's in your house. Thalaja.
Fridge.
Okay, and what's the meaning of amma?
Amma, aunt.
Aunt. And what's the meaning of the job? Fallah?
Allah is I know that to wait.
فلاحين. الفلاح يعمل في الحقل. الفلاح يزرع النباتات ويزرع لنا الأشجار. الفلاح.
Butcher
is جزار, but you're talking about فلاح, yeah, فلاح. Missed this word. Looks like you missed this word.
No, I don't. Just give me a minute. I'm
start with F. Start with F. فلاح.
Farmer.
Yes. فلاح is a farmer.
Yes.
And one last word. What is الربيع?
الربيع is spring.
Spring. Okay, wonderful. You get? Did you miss any word here? Didn't miss any word here.
No.
Okay, 2 points plus 1 point is 3 points.
Yes.
And now the grammar question. The grammar question is. Now, I'm just going to give you one now. Let's see. Give me the correct pronoun here. Okay? You're going to say, I'm going to say, sorry, their pen.
Their pen is kalamuhum.
Kalamuhum, excellent. Kalamuhum, their pen. Wonderful. You get 4 points here. Jazakumullah khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan.
4 points for you. Added to your points. Right.
How many points have I got? I don't know.
No, I won't tell you your points since I didn't tell all those people who forgot the points.
Okay,
so I won't tell you your points.
Okay.
Try to remember. Jazakallah khairan. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. We came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening to Al-Arabiyatul Jami'. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.